Nanny Prescott chat, why am I at the newspaper office with you?
Honey chat, because remember we're both running this political race. You're my vice deputy, whatever whoop-de-doo minister thing. I'm supposed to be running for prime minister, thanks for cowabella, don't get me started. And my name has been besmirched, and I ain't taking that from anybody. I don't care who it is, honey chat, my reputation is on the line.
But honey chat, do you really want to be one of those kind of...
No, I do not, but I also do not want to be labeled a serial killer.
Hello?
Olivia Graham Netchum, what is this?
I just report news.
Honey, this is the news. This is malicious gossip and slander.
Well, I had all the details from the worst lawyer ever.
Is that who's sitting? Don't get me started now, crooked old lady. She's had in for me for who knows how long. She can never do her job properly. That woman was so useless on the chat. Literally, anyone who wasn't a criminal, she was going to throw them in the prison. Anyone who's a criminal, she was like, let them loose on the streets on the chat. I mean, craziness.
So you deny these allegations?
Of course I do, you fool! Because I've been through this already with her years ago. That she was literally just picking up any old random case. She was like, you're the killer. You're the killer. Now, honey chow, I ain't no Jessica Fletcher going around never starts dropping life flies. I mean, I love Jessica Fletcher. You know, she wasn't the killer. It's all the other people. I don't believe in that Jessica Fletcher was always the killer. Stuff. You know, sometimes you just keep bouncing into bodies.
Like you do.
I do not keep bouncing into bodies, honey chow. Goodness me.
Well, anyway, so the worst lawyer ever gave you this tip. Well, actually, I can't reveal my sources. Honey child, who is giving you all this information? Well, it's not exactly new information anyway about Nanny Prescott being accused for murder. Well, honey child, it's so convenient being turned on your page now and you didn't find it yourself clearly. So someone told you about these allegations, which are false. Oh, Nanny Prescott, it is true. We do not know who's actually sent them to us. Melvin, please, be quiet. No, no, they don't have a right to know. No, they do not. We are the press. We protect our sources.
Yeah, but not the people you're writing about.
Well, no, because you like the truth.
Honey, this isn't truth. This is grovel and nonsense, honey child.
Well, honey child, there's a little bit of other stuff, you know, thrown in there to the mix, honey child.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a rumor that Fiona Marshall's, well, she's hot and heavy with Jason Lacey, her vice prime minister appointment.
Oh, my. I mean, I know she's desperately down with the kids, but that's enough. That ain't the world thinking when she's down with the kids.
I mean, Nanny Prescott, they are older.
Well, he's barely old. He's like he's younger to be his son. I mean, he's pretty young.
Well, he's pretty up and coming, too, and you know that's Fiona's best thing.
Why, young man who's up and coming. Goodness, she's silly. I mean, she's as dumb as Adele, our former police chief. She's as ruthlessly ambitious as Tessa Crabb, but also as flirtatiously crazy as Pamela Fordham.
Well, honey, child, Tessa Crabb had that space, too.
Oh, my days, do you think she's back as her? Oh, hell, puzzle.
Oh, we also had that article about Granny About to Die, what happened with her and Arthur Clarence. Oh, honey child, yeah, I didn't understand that. I just heard Granny About to Die said this about Arthur Clarence. And I read the thing and I'm like, I do not understand that.
Oh, honey child, you're not well versed in Granny About to Die, you know, with a bleep sort of thing. I understand it entirely.
Then, honey, what was it about?
Well, it was like this. Yeah.
No, honey, I mean in England.
Honey, he did some crazy stuff.
What the crazy stuff?
Well, enough of panning off and shaking his boots like everybody else.
And honey, I mean, those that I info, I don't know, Jerry Anderson and Mr. Rippon. I mean, that was just craziness.
Oh, what was their thing?
Well, apparently Jerry Anderson like Kid Bop.
That's it?
Apparently.
That's a political scandal?
Well, apparently it's supposed to show that he's out of touch with society or something like that, but down with the kids.
Like Fiona Marshall, she's down with the kids, a little different type of Where did you get all these things from?
As I said, Nanny Puss, we don't know. Please, Melvin, please. No, I mean, these just dropped on our lap one day, and then we had it. But then we had a separate item, which we also included in today's paper, that Senator Hyman may or may not have Richard Hyman and Lewis Hyman trying to dig dirt on other people.
But wait a minute, that's where the confusion bit is. If all the other stuff was dirt on us, supposedly in the newspaper, and then the dirt on him is that he's looking for dirt on everybody else. That's a bit why would he do that?
Well, that means that only leaves one person left.
Candy's Waller?
Yes, Candy's Waller.
I know she's throwing people under the bus left, right, and center, but should she really dig down this low for the dirt? And it's flinging out of everybody else.
You know, I love that song, Bad Dirt by Jordan Davis.
I do too, honey, but not flinging the dirt, you know?
Excuse me, I'd like to make a complaint here.
Oh, join the queue, Luke David. Join the queue, honey child.
Well, no, I like to be on the front of the queue. Is this really true?
Are you not a serial killer before you start asking? Blame the worst lawyer ever. Blame dot to dot things. I'm just more conspiracy theorist than anything on the channel. If you want to investigate anybody, go Jessica Warren. And that's what everyone wants to have people start dying.
Like Jessica Fletcher.
100% in the killer. Don't get me started about that.
Well, Luke David, what is your problem? The problem is, there's a wedding engagement between me and Janine Jerry in the paper. Yes, so I'm not marrying her. Well, that's not what the paper said.
Honey, just because it's in the paper doesn't mean it's true. Just like my serial killer, I'm not a serial killer. And neither was Jessica Fletcher. Jessica Warren, the jury, still out now.
Besides, it was reported first anyway by Richard Hyman. I don't care who was the first reporter. Well, go and bother him instead of me. Well, I need to bother someone. Because it's not true. I'm not marrying Janine Jerry.
Well, Hannah, you might want to tell Janine Jerry.
What's that supposed to mean? Well, Hannah Chad, it came into the paper somehow. But you got it from Richard Hyman. Yeah, well, he put it in his paper too. That's where I got the news item from. So go and bother him instead of me. Fine, I will.
You know, that guy has a load of problems ever since he was... That's why you don't keep sleeping around. That's my problem. You know, because he kept on changing, you know, changing ladies like a light bulb. Going from this lady, that, oh, wow, he was mad, no treating the seriously, honey child. And then the whole thing with Betty Lou and that craziness, you know. We may see rest in peace, honey child. And now he's stuck with that Janine Jerry.
Honey, she's bad.
There's so many bad news, girls. I mean, it's Michelle Glatzy's bad news, like Dr. with Jones Murder. There's that Janine Jerry. I don't even know what she's just add like a rabbit on steroids. And it looks like a rabbit on crack. It's craziness. And then...
Nanny Prescott, we get the point. Now, if it's...
No, you retract your nonsense, honey child, from the paper.
What, you want me to drag the whole kid back?
I don't get... Well, I take all this rubbish out. I'm telling you. Goodness me. Are you in it?
Well, I can't.
No, what? I'm telling you. This is a lie. This is a lie. A lie.
Well, honey child, do we think them weirdy candies Wallace was responsible?
Well, I never thought this was a Senator Hyman thing. But I mean, Candice Waller is desperate.
Well, honey, so is Fiona Mutt.
Yeah, that's another level of desperate. But I mean, she does want to retain her power.
Well, honey, she was a stupid one wanting to give it away in the first
place. I know, but, you know, I just... If Senator Hyman's also got this, I think... But this don't make any sense.
Well, honey, unless Senator Hyman did the leaks on all the others and then someone's trying to leak on Senator Hyman.
But how does everyone know that Senator Hyman's doing the leak on everyone else?
Well, how does Senator Hyman know the thing on other people?
Honey, there's a computer. It's not that hard.
Listen, all your theories sound nice and all, but I need to get away from the paper, okay? Because I've got other more important things to worry about, okay? Bye-bye.
Goodness me, I can't stand that Olivia Graham Neptune.
Honey, who can you stand?
Oh, it's the list getting shorter and shorter.
Hello, PK Simmons here, and I'm here with the latest on the election. The next group to be booted out is none other than Gerry Anderson and Mr. Whippen. Yes, the Honest Party has indeed failed. Being rifled with racist allegations, rifled with throwing the Prime Minister underneath the bus. But now, the biggest scandal of all, Gerry Anderson loves a bit of kids bop, has meant that the political party has crashed and burned. Yes, the nice people who you thought you could depend on, you cannot depend on. But you can depend on the news, read by PK Simmons, for more chaos and pandemonium. I'm telling you, Gerry Anderson, you maggot, you should have continued to hire me to be your campaign manager, and I would have got you to the great big heights whenever you needed me in the first place.
You kind of just bombarded and then, you know, just said things and all anyway and...
Well, enough is enough. I'm telling you, I could have got there, you maggot. I could have got you right into the place where you belong because I was the one who got you there in the first place.
Well, you just kept on just bombarding.
Well, that's what I'm here for. But no, you didn't. You said you had Mr. Whippen and you decided to do things on your own. And the honest pride, well, that worked out well, didn't it? You silly little maggot. That's what you get for ignoring due regard.
Well, can you actually just go back to your job? What do you actually do?
Well, I like firing people.
Well, not that much. But, I mean, you don't actually work at the spinning class, and you just keep invading other people's jobs.
Oh, whatever, Gerry Anderson. We are through.
Well, yeah, I'm not running anymore anyway. I've been kicked out.
Well, that has been seen, certainly. You idiots can have him.
Well, what do you want? I'm Richard Hyman, and this is my brother Lewis Hyman. I know.
to saying that you lost the election. Oh, that kid bop thing. Oh, who realized people would be so discriminatory? What are you doing here? Well, you see, it looks like everyone's campaign has been taking a bit of a hit. Except for one, that is, and that is Candy Swallow. Now, Lewis here was like, you must know something about what's going on with Candy Swallow. Because she at the moment is plain sailing this thing. Well, all the other, you know, campaigns are being a bit embattled and all. Don't see your one being embattled with your dad. Well, listen to me, Jerry Anderson. You are Mr. Honest, right? You're part of the Honest Party. And people, the election needs to know just how are things, really, with Candy Swallow. So, if you tell them to me, tell them to us, we can get the truth out there so that the most honest candidate will win. So what do you think about it, Mr. Anderson? Let's go in and have a little more of a talk, shall we?
Oh my days, honey chat. We survived the another round of elections. I can't believe Mr. Whippin and Jerry Anderson went because of kidnap.
Honey, not supposed racism, which turns out, well, they fabricated anyway, honey chat. About kids, but...
Well, we're in a new low in society, so that's not the most surprising thing. But anyway, honey, point being is this. We live to see another day.
As do I.
Candy Swallow, you're here to go?
Oh, absolutely. It's one step further for me and the Dean Maxine. The fact that that mother Delta, Melody Maxwell, were bitten in the dust. And now, Mr. Whippin and my old nemesis, Jerry Anderson, betrayer, my Judas, has now been vanquished. It looks like my campaign will be going far smoother than ever. Looks like I'm going to retain my seat and have a little bit of fun and some creative new things ahead. I had a dead rate for the Vice Prime Minister first time around. When will they make that same as again with that Dean Maxine? And unlike everyone else's campaigns, I'm the only one not touched with scandal too.
Ah, this is great.
I've got this in the bag.
Well, the countdown's getting low every day.
Oh, I love that song, that good old chorus. Yeah. 10 and 9, 8 and 7, 6 and 5 and 4. Call upon the savior while you may.
Honey, we get the point, honey, chat.
Well, honey, who's left then?
Well, honey, it's Fiona Moss and Jason Lacey.
Oh, hell, puzzle.
Well, there's me and you. There's Candy Swall and the Dean Maxine. There's Santa Hammond and Nigel Crump. And there's Arthur Clarence and his money.
So then there were five.
Yeah. Looks like Arthur Christie is indeed riding his blood.
What do you mean, honey, chat?
Oh, never mind.
You mean this is what's going on in Garth Valley. I'm the creator of Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much to everyone coming aboard. It's always great to have you guys come and listen. Do remember there's other shows you can listen to, so do tune in. And remember, we continue with the political countdown, which will end on Christmas Day, so keep listening to that. And to let you know, Volume 41 Deluxe Edition is out now for you to buy. So don't forget to look at below the description for the books as well. But until next time, bye for now.